What it do, what it does, what it did.
Yes, sir.
This is Behind the Boards Conversation, episode 3. Let's get going today. We have a very fire guest. Artist, he calls himself an instrumentalist.
Yeah.
He does everything, basically. He can sing, Puff can rap, and of course he produces.
Yes, sir.
Very talented. I know a lot of artists see him as a groomer in a certain sense. Helps niggas out where he can.
Yeah.
And yeah, man, we're just happy to have him. We're here at his place. We're in the dojo right now where he gets the work done. And yeah, man, it's none other than Leo. Leo XI. What do you prefer, my guy?
Just Leo.
Just Leo. What was the XI about?
The XI stuff. Dog. It's a long one, but that's my number.
That's your number.
Yeah, that's my number.
Yeah, man. So we're here to get to know you, bro. We're genuinely here to get to know you. So first things first. Where's Leo from?
I'm from Pretoria.
Yeah.
Pretoria West. I was born in Atteridgeville.
Oh wait, Kasi boys. Were you raised there?
Yeah, I was raised there by my granny. You know, while my mom was working.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, so yeah, that's where I'm from. My go high, you know, Polokwane, you know.
You okay, boys?
Yeah. So yeah, that's where I'm from.
That's where you're from.
Mm-hmm.
I know, man. That's dope, bro. That's dope. How connected are you to your roots? Would you say?
Very close to my grandparents, I'm sure, if that played a thing. So with elders, yeah, I'm gonna, it's one of those things, like I think you only as connected as how much time you spend learning.
Yeah.
It's not really with, but like learning
from.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm pretty grounded, you know. Of course everyone could do better, you know. I'll speak for myself, but yeah.
Facts. Alright, cool. And when did the music bug bite you, would you say? When did the whole thing start for you, man? And how did it start, actually? Because that's one thing that's weird to me. Because at the time I met you, you were already so dope at so many different things.
Like, yeah.
I remember you were singing, heard you rap, and you were already producing. So where did it start for you?
Yeah, bro. It pretty much started just, you know, everyone's like inspired by some things. I think like when people like listen to music, if you pick or select like a certain type of music, that kind of reflects who you are, type of thing. So yeah, but then the time that I really saw that it was like very possible was when my friend Musa, aka MMK, was just like having like sessions and stuff, because we go back like to like high school.
Oh yeah.
So when I was not into, like, I say this a lot because I've been around like guys who make music, like TTGO, Wolf Not.
They used
to make music in high school. I was not making music in high school, so I used to just be around. So it was always like, wow. You'd see when people are doing, I'm like, oh damn,
that shit's dope.
Like, yeah, you want your own thing. So yeah, bro. Just like a few years passed, I met someone. I'm not gonna say who it is.
Yeah.
You know, I met someone and they mentored me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they mentored me like for I think a year and a half.
Yeah.
And that's when like I got like the confidence to say, you know what, I'm gonna make music. And this was like around 2016. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I went to a dinner with this person.
Mm-hmm.
And they invited me, and I was like, yo, there's more people.
Why won't you say who it is?
And no one knows him, so if I just say his name, okay, his name is Justin Ford.
Justin Ford.
Yeah. Justin Ford. Yeah.
Oh yeah. And what exactly do you do to like inspire you to?
No, he's the guy that I was spending like most of my time like just grooming, but he's not like a musician in any way.
Oh,
he has
like
friends who make music in the industry.
Oh yeah,
so
yeah.
So I met I met someone as well there. So it was kind of cool because it's different, because experiencing like people who make music versus like listening to their music, that's what hit me. So I was like, oh damn, this guy's actually like very down to earth.
And,
you know, I had a friend who made music and I dig his music. So I was like, okay, cool. So yeah, it was pretty chill. Told MMK, I was like, yo, I'm trying to make my own thing. You know, I gave him like the whole synopsis became Pink. I was like, yeah, this is cool, let's try it. But we started with different things, couch sessions. Couch Sessions Volume 1, we had like a thing where it was just me, MMK, and Wolf Nolly. So when that dropped, I attracted like the attention from Styles, who was then doing Woke Arts.
Was doing what?
Woke Arts.
Woke Arts.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Woke Arts. And then they heard this thing because, you know, we put on a platform, I put on SoundCloud.
Sure.
And then, yeah, that's when everything like really kick started for me.
That's how everything like, started for you.
Because like at that time, I was just like really like fascinated. I wasn't like the whole jack of all trades. I was really into words.
Yeah, into writing.
You know, I'd play piano here and there, bro. Yeah. But yeah, that's what happened. Then as soon as I got to Woke Arts, it was like, because it's like a lot of people who do this thing and they dive in, bro. Like you see, like independent movements that people like do. Yeah. There's a lot of power in that stuff.
There is.
Yeah.
There definitely.
You know, that's
is.
Where I met like a lot of individuals. I met Tron Pai.
What is Woke Arts?
Woke Arts is a collective movement of arts.
Oh yeah.
They were just like really raw. What type of arts? Like singing, drawing, music, instrumentalists. Yeah, bro. Poetry.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And used to like have like a gathering. I think like 3-4 times a year. Yeah.
Where you guys would just display.
Yeah, we'd link. Yeah, we'd link from like Pretoria. Fire station.
Oh yeah, yeah. I've actually been to one of those at the fire station. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it would go from like fire stations to eventually going to like Woke Joburg. Cape Town. There was also like a Cape Town one that I also went to.
Is it still around?
Yeah, it is still around. But you know, I can't really speak for the collective.
Yeah.
But yeah, everyone's like broken move, so to make it like easily adaptable for more things. Because now it has to grow. It already had like that phase of how it was. Now it has to like break through.
Yeah. Constant evolution.
Yeah, but I met a lot of people there, bro.
Yeah.
Tom Sayson, because
Tom. Yeah, yeah.
They used to
Culture
be
Cartel.
Yeah, it used to be. Yeah, Culture Cartel used to be the unknown musician. You know, Culture Cartel, Una Rams, Naya.
Fact.
And yeah.
JJ.
Yeah, bro. Word. Cameron.
That's some dope shit, bro.
That's not my thing. Yeah, bro. Mine was crazy because I was just like, damn.
All these bulls. All these bulls. Nah, man, but that's some crazy shit. And it's so dope to see how many of these artists are like, actually starting to gain traction now. Because, I mean,
it's a wonderful time.
I feel like you kind of broke out first in terms of, like, popularity and things like that.
But, nah, I wouldn't put it like that, bro.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't put it like that. There's... I don't know, bro. I don't think so.
Rams, of course.
Yeah,
Una.
I don't think so. But it's not a popular thing, bro.
Mm.
I think the popular thing, it works hand in hand with like consistency.
Yeah.
You know? So you're only as popular as how hard you work or something like that. Yeah.
Facts. Yeah, and then now let's talk about what's this? Today, in preparation for this, I went back and listened to the tape you dropped before Black. Right.
So you went to my SoundCloud.
Oh man, I was in your SoundCloud. I was deep in your SoundCloud, boy. Yeah, man. And I was just in awe at like, yo, man. I remember a period when you were actually preparing to drop these, because you'd always drop those things. What do you call these? Like a few sound bites here and there.
Snippets.
And I just want to know, man. Of course, you're the kind of person who's kind of open about your creative process. We've kind of seen you post things about this specific room we're in right now.
Yeah.
That's how I call it, the dojo, and you working with artists. And I just want to know, like, what informs you going about it that way? Like, being open about your process and showing people, yo, I'm working on this. Snippets here and there, trickling them all around.
That's a good question. I think mainly because I'm always attached to, like, the moments. Mm-hmm. So, it's not even like I'd make like song by song and then share sound bites and stuff. Like,
yeah,
the moments I actually share are like the ones where it'll be like, okay, I want to see how people will feel or react.
Yeah.
You know, that's what people always get. But like, in terms of like sharing snippets and stuff like that, I think it's just good to just always engage, just to let people know that sometimes. But also being quiet is nice. You know,
yeah,
been laying.
Hey, you've been quiet lately.
Yeah.
Man.
Been laying low, bro. It's a bit of both.
I remember you and I once had a conversation, right? And you were telling me that you started, you at the time you were realizing that a lot of people outside of the country are starting to listen to your shit.
Yeah, bro. You know? That's always been a thing.
That's always been your thing.
A thing, yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird, yeah. It's I don't know, man. It's exciting. I wonder, it's exciting, but you know, sometimes like to bridge the gap sometimes,
yeah.
It'll play a little bit of a trick, so you won't even know like what you have to do to connect. So you know, you just bring it back to like consistency.
Yeah. Now what I wanted to ask about that specifically is like, how does it feel knowing that like so many people engage with you from overseas as opposed to this side? Because I feel like the kind of music that you make, of course, isn't your typical hey South African club, whatever. Yeah, but in terms of like on an international appeal, you're very appealing in that sense. How does it feel like? I feel like there's a disconnect to it.
Dog, I wouldn't say it's a disconnect, bro. I'd say like personally, like how I view it, with music moving around like here at home in South Africa, it just depends on the activity, how active people are with your name.
Thanks.
There's nothing about that. You know, if your music appeals like in terms of like where people press play and it's like, you know, and people start like the chain reaction of like say, hey, pass it around and, you know, share it. That totally comes down to, you know, who it's connected with.
Facts.
I wouldn't say it's a thing of like, nah, not so many people listen to me here and there.
Oh yeah.
It's just like you haven't heard of or something like that, you know. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, some people are also not for you, so
facts.
I think it's a normal thing.
Yeah, man. So I know something that I feel like plays a very big role in your journey is mentorship, right? You being mentored, or I'd say you mentoring. I know artists that come to you on a reference basis.
Yeah, that's wild to me. You see when they do
when
that,
they come to
it's weird, bro.
Yeah, but like,
it's not weird because like they like or they enjoy it. For me, it's weird because like, you know, I'm learning every day still.
Oh,
I won't even lie. Yeah, I'm learning every day. I didn't have that thing where I was playing music from like a very young age. You know, someone was always, yeah, so I'm still learning still. So for me, it's just like I really appreciate that, because those people that come to you like that, it means they clearly listen to what you're doing.
They mess with your shit,
yeah. So
it's really dope, because man, in some instances I'll have people ask me about like entering things, and you're always the first person I'll think of, because as much as you do say that you're not all the way perfect in craft, I feel like the way you go about it is so easy for people to learn from. Like, where do you get that? How are you such a teachable person, and what makes you so willing to teach as well?
Curiosity, dog.
Curiosity.
Yeah, I'm quiet, bro. Yeah. So I'd like, okay, no, I'm not quiet, but you get what I'm saying, like. In terms of like the things, yeah. In terms of the things that I don't know, I'm definitely always down to like learn, bro. Very cautious. Yeah, it's that type of thing. But yo, being teachable, I think that's just like if you love what you do, you know. And yeah.
Really? Yeah. So, you know, in terms of like teaching and stuff like that, right? I know some of your mentors that I really like to get into. Fred Kayembe.
Him
freaking
alone.
Mercury.
Yeah,
the goat used to be a right of a thing, right? For hype.
For hype, yeah.
Yeah, that's a very hectic pull. How did you guys meet?
Yo, it was by chance, bro. What was it? Let me think. The first time I just met Fred, or in like the music thing?
Tell us everything.
Nah,
tell us both.
Yeah, I met him when I was dancing.
You used to dance?
Yeah, bro.
No camp.
Don't do that.
Pop locking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Smooth guys, yeah. So I used to do that. So I met him at one of those shows, and yeah, bro, it was just like a really cool guy. So yeah. I think like, not I think actually, it was when 2018. So 2017, I was Pink had dropped. I was doing shows here and there. My name started like buzzing a little bit in Joburg. Yeah, bro, when I dropped the prelude, that's when kind of like a bunch of things changed, you know. Yeah, that's when
together.
I got the number, you know. Now we're speaking on like a basis where he's just getting me ready for like the mental part about it, because you know, sometimes like, and this is in every industry, it's it would be so fair if it's just about what everyone does for themselves or what you're doing for the whole cause.
Yeah.
But you must understand, like, some of the unfortunate things come with the whole thing, bro. Not everyone is gonna be very prominent in that thing. So he was mentoring me in most of, like, things of, like, just don't doubt yourself, you know. Think about things like this. It's actually bigger than what you think, because, you know, sometimes you're just so fixated
on
what you're doing,
yeah.
And then most importantly, how things are received and how you react to that. That's usually what people are checking, just that scope.
Fair.
So yeah, he was just like showing me, like, you know, just maneuver around some other things, you know, how you pass around, you know, always give love to other people, you know, always have your ear to the ground, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, just
know,
like,
what's happening in the
street.
just be
very respectful. And then another thing, I wouldn't say my friends are mentors, but they also a big shape, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Which friends specifically?
From Una, Unami, Tron, you know.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. That's mostly like my mentality around, like, moving around with the specific music I make.
Yeah.
And then, like, the bigger aspect of things and actual experience, like, TTGO gave me a big learning curve. Yeah.
Like, with going to the hustle, Kafo.
No, not the hustle. I wasn't there with him.
Oh yeah, like, but
yeah,
I mean,
yeah. After things, yeah.
Yeah. After
so,
that.
Yeah. Like, when he came back and, you know, the show's happening. Yeah. So yeah, that's really crazy, because you're now just watching, like, the after effect of, like, someone, like, working so hard towards a certain thing,
yeah.
You know? Yeah, so it's pretty cool. But I'd say Fred and my friends.
And your friends.
Yeah, and my friends. Yeah,
those are your...
Because we're in it together. But not just them alone, like, the list is very long.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So yeah.
There's even someone you said we should not talk about.
Yeah, nah, and cut that.
I'm quite touched. Alright, cool.
Yes, no, the reason why I say that is because I don't also have too much to say. So.
Oh yeah. You
well, I have stuff to say, but it's you know, I don't have too much to say. Mm.
And then, like, in terms of what's this artist that you feel like you're putting on the right track? Who should we be on the lookout for?
You should be on the lookout with Miles. Well, everyone knows about Miles.
Definitely.
Miles, Tyson.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I'm just gonna name the homies. Tattoo Soul.
Okay.
Physique is actually an amazing artist.
Yeah,
like, people just he's an engineer. Yeah, you should check out his projects too.
Nah,
you know what I'm saying?
Too.
Like, very, 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 very,
very, very
fire.
Hectic.
Yeah, very fire. Francis.
Ooh, Francis J.
Francis J, bro.
Yeah, man, you guys actually have a very special track on BLK.
Yeah, and I have another
song.
One that I'm gonna play
really?
Now, bro.
Hey, man.
Yeah, it's crazy, bro.
Yeah, so I had to be free. Yeah, find a place that I can be. And find a place that I can be.
Free as I wanna be. Free from all the bad girls that think that they wanna be. Good enough for the plan, good enough for the man. Feeling that I can't even make a connection. Where did I go wrong? When did you do right by the man that held your hand? What type of slow?
My heart beating, go creeping around. When you're in your zone, in your dome, thinking about yourself and nobody else.
Yeah, I mean, I tried looking out for you when you denied. Cause your priorities lie with people who lie on top of you. And under the truth, I'm parallel conditions for the missionary. Very scary, very ready. Women believe what comes out of a male's mouth. I just wish you really...
On the lookout. Yeah, bro. Yeah, as far as it goes, like, Yolophonic, you know, amazing people.
Yeah.
It's a wide range, bro. I just like that now when people ask this type of question, it's either you get the same recurring names or it's just like an even longer list, and that's good. You know, that's just what I encourage with everyone.
Nah, that's dope, man. I actually really admire the way you niggas move, because I know of a bunch of, like, I know from, like, back home, niggas aren't as galvanized as you move. And because of that, things just...
It's the environment.
Yeah, man. Things just don't... Yeah. What would you say about, like, Pretoria makes it easy to do that?
I think it's just a special place, bro.
This place.
Pretoria is special.
It's very special.
To get someone who doesn't come from here to come here and spend some time, like, damn, this place is special.
Understand.
Yeah, nah, Pretoria's the best, bro. I won't even lie.
Yeah.
It's a center to a lot of things.
It is. Okay, and then let's talk about, what's this? What you're currently working on, right? You've been quiet. You haven't been, like I said.
Yeah, my album's done.
You're done with it?
Yeah, my album's done.
What are you titling?
It's four letters. It starts with an S. Yeah, that's it. So many things. Oh, yeah. Damn. Yeah, but it's because you already know something like that.
Wait, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I was about to break it down. So, my mixtapes are Colors and my albums are going to be Textures.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's like the... Yeah, I don't know how we did that. You see that look that we have now?
Yeah.
Not, I don't understand. But yeah, it's cool.
That's dope. That's dope.
So, it's coming soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, just need to get the final plan, you know, and roll out. Because this time, I want to bring in more visual, you know.
Or more visualized.
Yeah.
What do you think that'll add to the...
Nah, for me, it's just to solidify what I'm doing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's just to build on my foundation and to keep going. It has nothing to do with to blow up better than other people.
Then somehow it's all about you.
You know, because I think in my style, there's other people that can flourish and say, oh man, we also make music alike, or let's make music like this, or you get what I'm saying? That's why I'm doing it.
Yeah. I want to bring it back to working with other people. What would you say is the most difficult thing about working with up and coming artists? Because we've had a conversation once and you were telling me that you don't like working with people that don't know their shit.
That for me, that comes in different forms.
Mm.
Different forms, yeah, dog. Like, you must make sure that the styles are compatible.
Oh, yeah.
For one. And if they're not compatible, you know, really spearhead that thing to get it to that other person that, hey, Joe, we're gonna do this. Mm. We're gonna see what it's like. You know, sometimes, like, people will expect, like, maybe because of how it's painted around, you know. Yeah. Collaboration is really just as easy as being a friend to someone, yeah. You know. Must be able to see them when they're vulnerable, when they're trying something and it's not working out, and you know, you suggest things. Yeah, so when I said don't know their stuff, I just meant these days I like people who play instruments too, because I'm in my own journey now trying to play instruments. So any type of help and, you know, things that I could learn from someone,
So basically, it has to be a give and take situation. Like, you learn from the person as much as they learn from you throughout the process.
Pretty much, yeah. I enjoy that.
Yeah. That's the most important thing when it comes to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then when it comes to established artists, or artists that have been doing it for long, like, what would you say is kind of difficult when it comes to collaborating with them? Is it more or less the same thing?
Man, I think it comes down to your relationship, you know. That's just the honest answer, you know. But then, yeah, I think you know it, bro. Today, it's very seldom or very rare where we see someone who's established, like, really go down to the bottom.
Right.
You know, like, often.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that it doesn't happen or anything. I'm just saying, like, it being a recurring thing.
It happens seldomly.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. So yeah, you were telling us about. Let's bring it back to that. who do you have as features on there? Can you say? Drop at least two names. Boy. Come on.
Nah, nigga.
Nothing.
Okay, I'm kidding. What's this? Yeah, Tron has a part in it. Yeah.
You gave him a whole interlude, didn't you?
Nah, I'm not gonna tell you now what he has. Yeah, but he's in a song.
Yeah.
No, he's in like two songs.
Yeah.
Yeah, so one, he definitely has a verse, and one, it was actually pretty cool. They were recording, and I pressed the record button by mistake while Tron was recording.
So you got.
So yeah, I got whatever was happening, and I sampled into the song. Like, like, also when I discovered, I was like, hey, damn. So when I played it for him, it's like, I'll play it for you, like, now.
Yeah.
He was even like, while we were formulating the chorus, he was even like, in the back, you know, just giving more energy in it.
Yeah.
So, it's pretty cool. See, I'm gonna just give you one name. If I
just
go to other ones,
it'll get tricky.
Yeah, you're gonna see.
So, yeah, as you're waiting for you said you're waiting for the rollout plan and stuff like that.
No, it's not a rollout. It's not a rollout plan.
What is it?
It's just like getting more of my ducks in a row. Because, you know, there's a certain way that you just want to let things go.
Yeah.
But it's not like the only album that I'm actually making. Like, I'm also working on. I'm done with one other mixtape of the Color series.
Have I? Makanti?
Yeah, nah.
When are you dropping these things, bro?
Joe, as time comes, bro. Yeah, because, like, don't ever be in a rush to drop your music.
Nah.
That's one thing I've learned. All my projects, like, what I'm getting better at is now, like, being ready and let go like that.
No, I keep... I hear that, but I've also heard artists say that, like, if you leave music too long, it can be outdated. How do you ensure that that's not the case?
You see, that's the difference of, like, playing the stuff.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because I don't feel like that.
You don't feel like
I don't feel like that, yeah. It's a nice song. I enjoy it. It has its own place. Everything's in this part. Go.
You ensure it's timeless?
Yeah. Yeah, the thing is, like, I finish it. You know, maybe sometimes, like, you'll run it back and then maybe some song doesn't sit. You know, yeah, something like that. But I would have already have made other songs that could have also been in the thing. Yeah, because I record.
You record a lot.
Really record. Yeah.
You really do.
I enjoy it.
I know, that's dope. it's very rare to hear niggas say that they still enjoy doing this shit. Like, a lot of poles I've spoken to are just tired of it, or have said that it gets mundane after some time.
I think you get tired of the expectation, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Just, like, record, bro.
How do you manage your expectations, though, as a person?
I recently learned to just leave it.
Leave it.
Leave it alone.
Leave it alone. Don't Let it be
that.
It.
Yeah, don't do that. Rather just keep bettering your situation. Don't say, okay, when my situation's better, this is what's going to happen. Even though that happens, you must just be on the go to continue bettering your situation, even though some things have changed or improved.
Word.
That's how I see it.
Yeah man. Now that's actually it's actually wise of you. Actually quite wise. So nice. there's this thing, what's this? Towards your birthday early on this year. I guess I don't know what was going on.
Yeah,
what was that about? Like, because I remember you were thinking you were,
in the hospital.
You had a rant.
Yeah, in the hospital and things, yeah.
Yeah, what was that all about, brother?
That was a mental health situation.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I actually had a psychosis episode.
Damn.
Yeah, so I wouldn't lie, that was crazy. I have, like, my close friends send me, like, some videos and stuff. So I didn't also get to see, like, everything. But, yeah.
So you don't remember it happening like that?
I remember bits and pieces.
Yeah.
Not everything. It was caused by exhaustion.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was caused by exhaustion. So I hadn't slept.
Shit.
Like, there was a thing that I really did and I've changed since then, since that moment, was don't ever, like, overwork yourself, like, to not sleep.
You must
have your ambitions and stuff, but, like, please rest sometimes, yeah. Because my one was just flipped with exhaustion and, that's what happened, so.
Because the reason why I ask is because I hear you talking about, like, we just spoke about was this managing expectations and things like that. And I remember at the time, like during the episodes, you were talking a lot about how you feel like niggas aren't giving you the props you deserve. You even revealed that you had a million plays, which was fucking crazy, bro. Shout out for that.
Yeah.
That's actually really dope, man.
Yeah, it's a nice milestone, bro.
Yeah, it's a dope milestone. But and that for me kind of like it shed a light that I never expected to see in terms of just you as a person, because for the most part I'd known that, like, nah man, this bro is good, he's managing this.
Yeah.
And for the first time I kind of saw you unravel, and man, it was quite worrying, bro. But yeah man, I'm just glad that you're back.
If I were to just say things to people right now, it's just like, you know, take your time, bro. A lot of things aren't perfect. If there's one thing that is flat and honest about life, is that it's unfair.
Word. And it's unfair to all of us.
Yeah, it's unfair to everyone.
Yeah.
So, you know, pat yourself on the shoulder. Pick yourself up. If you can't, definitely go to the next person and say, yo, for real, this is
seek help.
Yeah, that was what my problem as well.
Yeah,
I was tired, but I had things that I was like, this has to happen. You know, and also like the countless favors and things that I've done for people as well.
And it felt like they weren't being repaid.
It doesn't have to be repaid, but
yeah.
You know, I'm genuinely giving this a go as well, you know? It won't hurt anyone to just, you know, I'm a grown person. If you say you don't like it, it's cool.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? It's just one of those.
Yeah, no man, but big ups, bro. Big ups for bouncing back like this. It's good to see you happy.
It's life.
It's good to see you happy.
Yeah.
So yeah, what's this? There's an artist I want to talk about. I remember at some point you were you were in the lab or in the dojo, as as Marcus said, with Omi Kobe, right? Dope ass vocalist.
Yeah.
I don't know. You guys working on a project of sorts?
It was actually completed.
Mm.
She just has, it's her.
Oh, it's.
Yeah, she has the stuff that she needs. Maybe just gonna wait and see with her.
See what's going on with that.
Yeah, cause she linked up with a few of my friends as well.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, she released a cover on Instagram, I think, not a few days ago.
Mm.
Well, it's not a cover, it's her own original song. Yeah. So you also have that song. Yeah.
Most people think that they be happy. Yeah, we'll be cool when we drop. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let me do this.
Most people think that they be happy. Yeah. We'll be cool when we drop. Yeah. Yeah. Most people think that they be happy. We'll be cool when we drop.
One thing I've always wondered is, like, why does this nigga not start a label, bro? Why does this bro not start a label? What is that? Cause, dude, this crazy dog. I told you, bro, I need crazy to drop, dog.
Yeah,
hey, I crazy need. I even told him, how you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, man, there's so many artists that I've seen you work with that I really think you could galvanize into something. Why wouldn't you think of going that way?
That idea is being visited. I'm not gonna give you any names on it. But it's not a label.
It's more like
this is what we are all doing. But that's what's currently happening. I'm sure you can also guess who's in it.
Yeah, so you
don't have to. So yeah, bro. And then on the part of like my own label, I have my own.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's the name?
It's called 6L, bro.
6L. 6L. I always see 6L. I didn't know that was your label.
Yeah, that's my label. Yeah.
Oh shit.
Mm-hmm.
Is it just you?
Yeah, it's just me. No. Yeah, it's just me.
How
I'm not gonna do that.
Listen to this bro.
Yeah, it's just me and there's a vocalist, Rita.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
And you guys are pushing it together.
Yeah.
And what's her situation like?
Oh, she's just like me, school.
Oh yeah?
School music.
School music. Perhaps. Yeah, exactly. Actually, what do you do apart from the music thing?
I'm in school, bro.
Oh yeah?
I work here and there.
Yeah, what are you studying?
International relations.
Shapa IR. My boy. Diplomat boys. I'm
trying to leave.
You trying to buy?
Go fight for niggas' rights somewhere.
Somewhere else. Wait, which country would you want to go to?
I actually haven't even given that thought, but touchdown Amsterdam.
Oh yeah, for obvious reasons.
That'll be nice. Nah, not like that, but yeah, that'll be nice, bro.
Yeah. The one thing that's really special is just how, because you and I have tried to work on music a few times.
Yes, sir.
I need to hold up my end of the bargain, right?
I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, no, I really do. I'm gonna send these shits back to you.
Yeah.
But one thing I've always liked is that, like, you kind of have a signature way of producing. Like, it's solidly you. Like, I already know a Leo beat when it comes on. Like, you don't need a producer type or anything like
even
that.
Even the ones that I've worked on this year, you kind of knew.
I won't lie, a few caught me off.
Yeah, like the Tesla one.
The Tesla one caught me by surprise for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. But yeah, but like, what informs your production style? What school of production would you say you come from?
Yeah.
Who are your inspirations and such?
Bro, I won't lie, the style comes from the way I play the piano.
Mm-hmm.
Number one inspiration is my friend MMK.
Oh yeah,
he has his own style. Yeah, I wouldn't say we're the same because he's far.
He's fired.
He's far.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm not that far.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. And then bro, just people like Glasper.
Mm. Robert Glasper.
Yeah.
Hectic.
Yeah, Glasper's pretty cool, bro.
Yeah, he's fucking really like crazy.
That. Cardo. I like it when Cardo makes like soul beats. He's insane when he makes like the soul stuff, bro.
Mm.
And surprisingly, Sean Garrett.
Oh yeah? Yeah, but yeah. Sean Garrett is very hectic.
Nah, he's fired, bro.
He's like, very hectic.
He's still
niggas
active.
Don't call.
He's still active. He's still active.
It's
a mixture of like those people.
Mm.
But like I always try to lean towards like the jazz stuff because like I really want to become very, very, very extraordinary in playing the piano.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You wanna get hectic.
Yeah, it calms me. Like it's an amazing instrument, bro. I say, like, I always tell this to people that I record. I'll tell them, like, yo, you should at least, like, try get into an instrument. Like,
playing an instrument.
It's nice.
Yeah, yeah. Besides it being nice, I remember, would you say it's like a disciplinary tool as well? In terms of, like,
discipline. Oh, yeah, to actually understand the music.
Yeah, stuff. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it broadens the language for you. You know, you see and hear different things.
Start to take notice of other
things. Yeah, bro, I really love the piano. Before I just go full nerd and people are like, this motherfucker is just always talking about piano.
I know, but that's dope, man. Yeah, that's dope.
That's
man.
My thing, bro. I love it.
And would you say, what's this? Is that normally like your bass instrument when you're building a beat?
Yeah.
That's where you start?
I usually start with the rhythm.
Oh, yeah.
But what brings things together is literally how I play those keys all the time.
It's always.
I know, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
That's always what bridges the different.
Yeah, when I play you some stuff here, you tell me what you think about.
Okay. Okay. Nah, man. I really like hearing this shit. And then one thing that I feel like is quite important is in terms of things are opening up now, right? The country's going back to normal, right?
Hopefully.
Yeah. What are the prospects of doing live shows again for you?
After I release, well, I can do live shows right now. I'm not really getting stopped by anything.
Yeah.
But you know, with more new music, that becomes a thing. But I am quite the expert of pulling up on people with music that they don't know, and then they'll just jump.
They love
it. Like, oh my word, this guy.
You know, my chat is.
So yeah, it has nothing to do for me. I won't lie, bro. It has nothing to do with that. I just really plead for like more open spaces that have like our flavor.
Yeah, so, I feel you. Yeah. I feel you. Shit, don't worry. We're cooking. We'll see. You'll see. And then, speaking of that, I remember in 2018, we had that thing at Bravo's.
When I met my sister.
My nigga. Visible. Oh, Kanji, you met your sister for the first time that day. It was so crazy. It was so crazy.
Yeah, bro, it was crazy.
Yeah. Oh, no, man.
My sister. Blood sister. Yeah.
Blood sister, dog. Yeah. For the first time, it was crazy.
Tight, bro.
I remember you think it. One song you performed that really stood out was Dr. Phil.
Ish, everyone keeps asking about this song.
My chat is, My chat is the thing you just said right now about pulling up on people with a song that they don't have. And then next thing, the whole crowd is there. That was the first time I'd ever seen anyone do some shit like that.
Yeah.
On some.
How a recent pull performances up on that you see. Nah, bro, the thing is, it's not that only song, but yeah, I can do that. That's how much I'm perfect.
What taught you? Or how did you learn how to get that
you
good
experience? You see this room that we're in right now, alone?
Losing your shit.
Alone.
Really?
I'll do it alone, bro. For a minute.
Damn.
Yeah. For a minute, yeah. Yeah, bro, like, you know, for me, I just really love the place that I go when I'm making music.
Mm.
Yeah, for me, it's really that.
So would you say music is kind of therapeutic for you, or is an escape?
Yeah, definitely.
In certain instances.
I wouldn't say escape, but yeah, it's my thing.
Why wouldn't you say escape?
Yeah, I wouldn't say escape.
Because it requires a lot of work.
Yeah, I mean, if you say escape, it means you're running away from things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so nah, not really. It's not an escape. It's my job. It's my life. It's nice.
Spot.
Yeah,
nah, man. That's fucking dope, bro. And then something else I really wanted to ask you about is, how do you feel about, how do I put it, getting into merchandising? Just as a person, is it something you're looking to do?
Cause I'm gonna do it, but my stuff is always gonna be limited.
Yeah.
It's just gonna be small amounts. Yeah, as I grow the bass, it'll always be according to like how far my bass stretches.
How far your bass stretches?
Yeah.
And going back to the whole international scene of things, where is your biggest fan base outside of SA?
This is surprisingly UK, bro.
UK.
Yeah, UK, Russia.
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 That's great.
It's weird, bro.
It's weird.
Like, sometimes I just look at me like, okay, great. You know, because what the hell am I going to say? So, UK, Russia.
Yeah. And would you consider going that side, pull up on these niggas?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
UK, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
And then, yeah, Russia, yeah. Some cities be super cool.
Yeah, nah,
gotta work. Gotta work my way up to, like, you know, the big cities.
To the big cities.
Yeah, because, hey, Russia's a big-ass country, bro.
It's fucking huge,
yeah,
bro.
So,
it's fucking huge.
Parts, yeah. But I wouldn't lie, it's really cool, bro. It's really cool.
Yeah, man, I can imagine, bro, because that's always my thought. Like, yo, bro, like, it must be so surreal knowing,
hey bro,
that there's
weird,
some
bro.
There's some Vladimir
bro, like,
bumping your shit.
Like, that's why I also, like, shout out to Hype Magazine.
Yeah, yeah.
When I did my live, bro, as well, it was crazy because, like, a lot of people who were also, like, they didn't find me on social media.
Yeah.
Found me through that. Live.
Oh, so they didn't know where to find.
Yeah.
Oh,
they just found my music. So I was just like, what the hell, bro? Yeah, so yeah, it's pretty cool, bro.
Man, that's dope. When did you have this live then?
It was last year during the lockdown.
Oh yeah.
I had like a 1 hour live. If you go to
with Hype Magazine.
If you go to Live Sessions YouTube, you'll see.
Yeah. I don't know, but that's some dope shit. And then in terms of what's this? Production on other people's work now, right? You've already highlighted the fact that you spun with what's his name,
Tyson.
Yeah. Right? Who else are you looking to work with in the near future? That's probably dropping now.
I'm trying to answer this question to not spoil, like,
wow,
the immediate future.
Yeah.
So niggas must give me a bit of time. There's a guy in US called Tejan.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then
what kind of music does he do?
He makes R&B.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So got like a couple of placements on his things. Then this other guy, Jason Winifield.
Where's he from?
He's also from States.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he's fire, bro.
Check
so they on Jason's one, it's like boom bap hip hop.
Oh
which is like a nice pocket house, so like stuff like that. Yeah. And then I have like some things that I've been doing with Wolf as well. And yeah, bro. Francis is also
When's he dropping, man?
You see, don't go. Francis, they must come get you here and you must tell them.
I thought I could catch you out on that.
Yeah,
bro.
Nah, bro.
Then,
but online, man, everyone's working. So
everyone's spawning,
yeah, it's a big thing. Yeah, I also have like some production credits also on a few, or one or two of Crazy's things as well.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he stretched me to making nice aggressive like trap music.
Oh
stuff.
With a great storyline.
Yeah.
That's why I need that nigga to drop, dog.
That's my nigga. Yeah.
Definitely. Man, Crazy drop, bro. Drop. That nigga needs to drop.
Crazy drop, bro.
Yeah, man, before we wrap this up, I want to ask you about, like, dream collabs. Do you still have those? Is that still a thing for you?
Only one thing, bro. Only one thing, bro. Listen. I would like J. Cole.
Oh,
like,
yeah?
To executive one of my albums.
That would be so crazy,
and
actually.
Then on top of that, like, when my first serious international punch,
yeah,
I want him to also interview me.
To interview you?
Yeah, that's all I need.
Why J. Cole interview?
That's my dog, bro. That's who got me through like really dark days.
When
your mind is just running, just play some J. Cole. What is this? Yours truly.
Ish
boy. That Ish. Series. Ish. All of them. Yeah. So yeah. Yeah, I just need, I think that's all. Besides that, I don't really mind the other things. I just like the pace that things are moving at.
Right now,
certain cosigns and things like that. Everything's moving.
What would you say has been your biggest cosign thus far?
This guy's going hard.
Oh.
Pretty much was the TDE follow.
Ooh.
With some conversations and plans.
With Punch.
I don't know who's behind that thing, bro.
Yeah, it could
you tell me who's behind the TDE profile. That'll help me with my approach, you know,
to get closer
to the goal. But yeah, that was like the biggest cosign, you know, because I wouldn't lie, they really drop like gems on like type of things.
Yeah,
you really have to let go of what other people think in anything that you do, bro. Even though you're gonna be the one to help a lot of people, the people that you are helping, sometimes you have to let go of what they think, you know, for you to actually reach like the apex of your journey. So that's a serious key that has been dropped in those conversations.
Yeah. Let go of perception. That must be hard though, because I mean, as people, we're kind of wired to please other people.
Yeah, I don't think it's. It only goes as hard as you make it. Mm. Honestly, yeah, man. Some people, bro. Remember they say it takes a year to grind, you know, but it's up to also that day. So when are you ready for that whole thing?
So you gotta stay prepared.
Mm, always be ready.
Yeah. And then let's say dream festival to perform at, or dream stage to rock.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I mean, of course, live performances are like a big part of what you do, man. I was actually, that's something I actually noticed about Black, the thing, the
EP.
EP. I know it sounds like a live album. It really sounds like it was recorded live.
Yeah, most of my music is live.
Is it live?
Be ready for that.
Oh shit.
Me and my band.
You always prepared. Who's in your band?
Ralton, Ntokozo, Lefa, me. Me.
You. Lead singer.
Oh, like, I like that.
Yeah, shout out to the bro.
Fente, Papi Keys. He's super tight.
Nice with the keys.
Yeah, scary, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, so two bassists. Sometimes Unami wouldn't mind.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just do double bass with Ralton. That's a crazy combo. Dope. Still needs to happen though, but it's crazy.
Oh, you guys haven't performed live or anything?
No, not at the whole full set.
Oh, yeah.
Not at the full set.
Nah, man, it's coming.
You know, my brothers also have to eat, dog. They gotta eat.
Big facts, man.
But then the bass that I was in Black was Chavo, you know?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Chavo's, yeah.
Shout out to Chavo.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. Nah, man, but that's some dope shit. And one last question.
he's gonna trip me again.
Why? What's wrong with Bacardi?
I don't know.
Why won't you make Bacardi?
Daddy, man. I like listening to Bacardi. I won't make Bacardi.
Why won't you make Bacardi?
Can't you hear those guys' voice? Someone get him on the Bacardi record. Someone get this man on a Bacardi song. He's busy asking me about Bacardi.
Man.
You sound nice on Bacardi,
listen,
man.
Listen to you. Nah, man, but... For sure, thank you so much for doing this. Yeah, I don't know if you realize that we actually use your beat as the thing, as the intro track for all these episodes. So shout out for that as well.
Add that to the portfolio.
Of course. But man, yeah, thank you so much. It's been Behind the Boards Conversations.
Blessings.
And any last words, Maji?
Be you, stay true.
Word. That's what it is. Peace out.
One for you, one for me, and one for you. If you hurt, she's a substitute. You cannot lose, you'll make it through. Through anything that you gotta do. She's the sharp like Pikachu. Pokemon, catch them all. Just babe, moving like a cannonball. If you hate it, what's the problem, dog? Most these niggas hate it, but ain't got patience for you. Cause I'm focused on me. Please, please keep away. Plenty of trees with the shade. And again, we go play. Lay up in the bed, that's what she said to me. Picked an apple from her tree. Oh, it smells like coca leaf. Coca butter made me stutter. She's a stunner like my mother. Caught up in your circle now. And these girls don't come around, cause they make me frown like weed. They ain't so loud in me. I make no sound quiet. With all my words, got you lost in my purse. With just a single word, watch the world turn around for you. Watch it turn around for you. Find your place up in this world. Get yourself a girl. Make sure she's the one for you. One for me and one for you. If you hurt, she's a substitute. You cannot lose, you'll make it through. Through anything that you gotta do. She's that sharp like Pikachu. Pokemon, catch them all. Cute babe, moving like a cannonball. If you hate it, what's the problem?